welcome to a brand new week of the Snitch and Lins podcast.
Yeah, that's right. We're coming at you from the studio,
which will remain nameless because we're technically not allowed to record in here.
We're just in a studio.
We're in a generic studio, yeah, guys.
Down in a deep, deep bunker somewhere hiding. Yep.
That's the only place where we're allowed to record because we're not allowed within 50 feet of a radio studio.
That's right.
That's not underground. Moving on. What have we got coming up in this podcast? We're going to be talking about snitches.
Snitches?
Yeah.
Golden snitches, more snitches, family meetings up.
Been snitching, Lindsay.
You've been snitching? You've been snitching too.
I haven't been snitching. It's a long story. We'll get to it.
Okay.
There's a new thing out in the market. It's to do with Twitter and urine. Okay? You're going to love it.
Man, I love two of those things.
Trust
I love one
me.
More than the other.
Trust me,
Guess
Lindsay.
Which one. And I don't tweet much.
And Lindsay, I'm taking a supplement. It's going to blow your mind what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, no, it's probably not. But it's embarrassing.
Is that where all those muscles are coming from?
Well, I don't like to tell stories out of school. You'll listen to Snitch and Lins podcast.
I found a giant loophole in the workforce. So we're shutting down a whole staff room, a whole workforce in its midst.
I mean, don't say too loud, Lins. This sounds like it. Is this terrorism?
No, it is not terrorism.
Do I need to get the NSA on your ass, Lindsay?
No, it's not. It's not that, Michael.
Okay.
You might need to get a babysitter, though, because this is the problem.
This is weirding me out now.
I found whenever a baby rocks up to work, whenever someone brings a baby, immediately.
Yeah, there it is.
Immediately, the whole workforce stops.
Yep.
Everything stops. Production stops. Hold everything.
Yeah, shut it all down. Put a big red button on the door that says, baby's here.
Baby's here.
Stop work.
Let's go look at it, hug it, you know, try and get it to attention, feed it.
Mate, if we stopped having babies as a nation, our workforce would just go up like 100%. Okay, and look, I don't...
Production levels would be through the roof. GDP, best country in the world, Australia.
And look, I like babies as much as the next guy.
No one lives here, but...
There's not half as many people working now, so it's kind of throwing it off a little bit.
Yeah, kind of throwing it off a little bit.
Yeah, but, you know, it's still, everyone's enjoying their workplace.
So I'm thinking, if we can shut down workforces like this, you can get out of a lot of work.
Oh, well. Okay. This is where Lindsay's thoughts come in, isn't it?
I had a report due that day. No one cared. No one cared. Everyone was focused on the baby. I'm just like, well.
Did someone ask for the report? I was like, hey, Lins, where's your report?
I held up the baby in front of them. I was like, well.
Have you seen Maximus?
He's hungry.
Yeah,
would you like to feed him?
We need to change. You're doing it. Not me. Lins, mate, I've been getting a bad name recently, okay? And it's nothing to do with me personally, okay?
It's your name.
It's my name, yeah.
Michael Snitch.
Yeah. Okay, Snowden. Assange.
They're both snitches.
They're both snitches. They're both snitching.
And that new movie, Snitch.
Well, I definitely got a bad name for that. If anyone saw it, it was awful. Okay? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I am disappointed.
Brought your name down to another notch.
I watched you in Fast Five, okay? You were good.
No.
What happened in Snitch? What happened? You were good, and this went on this stupid thing about your son did something in jail.
You saw the script Snitch and said, you know what, I could do a bad movie. Yeah.
No, he probably
looked
at
it.
I need to ruin it. You know what he did? Bloody Dwayne The Rock Johnson didn't read the fine print, didn't realise it wasn't a Harry Potter spin-off, and thought, oh, Harry Potter, that does great. That's great. It makes half a bill.
Snitch.
Let's get on there, get my muscles pumped, I can buy heaps of protein shakes. Pump myself up some more. Oh, I hate that film. Anyway, I'm getting bad name, all right?
Yeah, you are. Yeah. So the movie Snitch... Didn't reflect well for you.
It didn't reflect well. But I'm talking more about these snitches, okay?
The snitches.
You and I...
Julian Assange and Snowden.
Yeah. We've been talking a lot about these guys and what they've been doing, leaking stuff to the press, WikiLeaks, Snowden, the NSA, all that. And every time you talk about it now, and every time everyone talks about it, they're just like, snitches. They've been snitching.
They've been snitching.
Snitches get stitches. That's the word on the street at the moment. I'm bloody sick of it.
I bumped into some guy on the way here. He said, watch out for the snitches. I'm like, yeah, I'll say.
Lindsay getting word on the
street. Right next door. He'll tell you secrets. Don't tell him anything.
Mate, I told you not to talk to Barry down there, okay? He's homeless, okay? He doesn't know shit about snitches.
He knows everything.
I'm snitching on him right now.
He's been robbed by the snitches.
Look, I looked at his bank account. He's got zero money in it.
Look, I snitched on him.
Well, look, okay.
You're one of them.
Okay, so it fits the name. Whatever.
How appropriate.
Lins, I've realised.
What have you realised?
I've come to another realisation in my life. It happens very often.
What's happened?
I realise I'm a lazy nerd, okay?
Oh, man.
I'm a lazy nerd.
The laziest.
I'm the laziest of the lazy nerds, okay? And I realised this, and it was a real specific moment where it came to me, Lindsay. And let me play it out for you, okay?
Okay.
I was watching a movie, because you've seen my room. I've got a big monitor for my computer.
Oh.
Because I'm a nerd.
You love your movies.
Obviously, yeah. So I've got a big monitor on my computer. I like to watch my movies. I like to sometimes recline in my bed when I watch my movies.
I reclined in your bed tonight.
Yes, it's you very did. You fell asleep.
It was great.
There you go. See, that's why I like doing it.
It's good.
And actually, it's perfect because this is what happened. I was lying in my bed. I was halfway through a movie and I wasn't into it. Wasn't liking it. So well, I'm like, oh, I want to go to sleep. I'm tired. And I'm also lazy. Okay? So instead of getting up and turning off the movie,
yep.
I sat for half an hour and Googled on my iPhone how I could control my MacBook with my iPhone and turn it off.
I can checkmate you at this.
Oh, really? Okay.
I was
this
sleeping.
This is a lazy nerd off now.
I was sleeping in your bed tonight with the light on, and I was like, I can't be bothered even trying to turn it off.
And then you Googled how to turn it off with your iPhone.
No, I didn't even think about that. I was like, oh, I can't be bothered doing that.
All right, yeah, you win. Okay, yep. Fair enough. I
now crown myself the lazy nerd.
Yeah.
But I'm too lazy to put my crown on, so.
There's an iPhone app to do that for you. Yeah.
That's almost do it. Can you just crown me over here?
Yeah, sure. There you go. Nah, I can't be bothered.
Now, Snitch, you love a piece of chicken, don't you?
I love it.
I love a piece of chicken too. But one piece of chicken I don't like is the chicken Kiev. That's one meal that sucks ass. It's the worst meal ever.
Well, you're talking about like the chicken with the herbs and garlic
the
inside it.
Inside
with
it.
The batter.
Yeah.
That's like three of the best things in the world combined in one package.
Michael, the problem is when they combine, there's a problem. Because when you're cutting into a chicken Kiev, it explodes everywhere like a pussy pimple all over your face, all over your plate, all over your date. It's a terrible night for everyone.
That's disgusting. I'm actually repulsed by that. I really hope no one's eating chicken Kiev right now and has to hear that.
It's a bad thought. But here's another reason why the chicken Kiev sucks. It was so bad when it was originally named the chicken Moscow.
Hmm.
So there's a problem.
Okay, yeah, that's a problem.
That's not appetizing.
Okay, I'm not going to lie, okay? Nobody's going to buy a chicken Moscow.
Who's going to buy chicken Moscow?
Come to Moscow, try our chicken. It's delicious.
Some of the listeners of the show might know that I have a backup name. First name.
Okay, I didn't even know that.
You didn't know this?
What do you mean you have a backup name?
This friend of like 20 years didn't know how to have a backup name.
No, I didn't know.
I have a backup name. Well, my whole life I didn't know it was a backup name. It's always disguised as a middle name.
Hold on. Because your name is Lindsay Philip Carl Price.
Okay, yes.
Are you? Oh, wait. Do I have to guess out of your three last names what name was the backup one?
Well, obviously it's not Price.
No, well, fair enough. So it's Philip or Carl. Well, Carl's your dad's name, so you would have had to be Carl Jr.
Hey, that would have been good.
Yeah?
What, could you see me as a Carl? Carl Jr.?
Well, you'd be named after a burger chain
that
in the US.
That would be the bomb. I'll get free burgers every time I enter. I'm like, okay, I own the place.
I'm Carl. I'm his son.
I'm Carl Jr.
Yeah. Junior.
You know, I'm the star.
Yeah. I'm Carl Jr. Oh, I see where you're going. So you're actually the guy.
Yeah, you're the face and the star. That's, you know,
that's
off, based off my face.
Okay. All right, no, tell me what your backup name is.
Philip,
okay.
Okay.
It's doable.
It's okay.
Yeah, you know, I'd prefer Lindsay.
It's in case Lindsay went awry. Apparently, before I was new to the world.
Mm-hmm.
They had this name, Lindsay Carl Price. Doesn't sound the same, does it, without the Philip?
No, it doesn't. Well, I mean, that's because you've heard it so many times. It's your name.
That's true. There was a theory and a fear that I would get teased at school for being called a girl's name, which it isn't.
Let me pull you up there. Okay, let me pull you up there because I've got a little bit of a quarrel with that.
Okay.
Because technically, it's spelt the girl's way. Okay?
No, it isn't.
It is.
Lindsay, that's spelt with an A. That's how girls have it.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the guy's one.
No, E is where the guy's at.
I think my uncle Lindsay would beg to differ.
No.
Yeah, because
no.
His is AY.
Well, he's got the girl way.
No, you've got the girl one.
No, it was just the way the nurse spelt it. Well, anyway, I'm not going to be the focus here. I'm not going to be the focus.
All right.
I'm going to divert it elsewhere. Other unfortunate names. Dylan.
Uh-huh.
For a boy.
Why is that an unfortunate name?
Every Dylan I know, especially at school now that
I'm trying to think of stuff that rhymes with it, but I can't.
Everyone calls them Dildo. He's like, hey, dildo. So when I see that, when I can sit by a Dylan, I'm just like, well, out of the two of us, I got the girl name, but you got the...
you got the girl something else.
I think I prefer my name.
Yeah, but okay. I see the dildo's probably the worst. People might not know this. I am a bit of a skeptic.
Okay, yeah, you are.
I'm very skeptical. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in anything particularly magical or anything like that.
It kind of sucks because I find something on the internet or something new. I'm like, snitch, check this out. This is amazing. You're like, yeah. No, that's the thingo.
That's totally different. That's wrong.
He can't fly. Just a rumor. He's just sucking in helium. Yeah. What? I thought he could fly. He's like, no, he's just doing helium.
It's usually around the other way. You're like, you think he's been sucking in helium, that's how he's flying. So that doesn't work that way, Lindsay. Yeah.
He's got something, he's on strings or something.
I understand that.
No,
people...
look at him, he's sucking it in. You can see the balloon go down. He's like, no, he's just looking out by the side, Lindsay.
It's all CGI. It's like, the world's a lie.
What?
But that's, I'm skeptical like that. I see something that looks magical or looks too good to be true. And straight away, I'm like, well.
You tear it down.
Yeah, I'll tear it down because I'll figure it out, right? But I've kind of gone a little to the side of that.
What do you believe in? What are you putting your hope, your faith, your dreams on, Michael? I want to know.
I've started taking a herb.
Oh.
Now, it's called ginkgo biloba.
Oh,
right?
My God. Out of all of them, it had to be that. Couldn't be fish oil. Couldn't be vitamin C. It had to be freaking ginkgo biginkgo. What are you putting into your body?
It's meant to.
No,
it's meant to improve your memory, right?
Improve your memory?
I don't have a very good memory. I forget stuff all the time.
Oh,
you know what I'm like.
I go out to dinner, you forget your wallet.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
It happens all the time. And it's meant to focus you as well, all right?
So, what's it called? Not ginkgo biginkgo. What's it called?
It's ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo biloga.
Biloba, yeah.
Biloba. Okay. So do you feel more focused? Are you honed in on things?
No.
Are you like a hummingbird? You can see it. Like you can see a hummingbird's wings.
I think the worst thing is I have to remember to take it, which kind of defeats the purpose of taking it from my memory. I'm getting a little bit shitty with these guys. If you're going to give someone something for their memory, you need to also give them a way to remember to f***ing take it.
Well, Michael, obviously the things aren't working. It's a sham.
I need to take it a few more times just in a row and then it'll start working. Then I'll be like Superman. I'll be like super work dude. I'll be sitting there just
typing away,
breezing through everything, you know? All done by Wednesday morning.
No, you wouldn't even need to go to work. You just like do it in bed. You're just like, I got this.
I got my ginkgo biginkgo.
What if it goes from memory and honing in like those kind of things and gets better and better so you can have foresight?
Well, this is what I'm talking about, all right?
Okay.
Because they haven't proved that this stuff works.
Well, has your reaction time improved?
Don't throw the bottle at me right now.
I was going to throw the newspaper, but I was like, okay, the bottle's a lot cleaner. One clean hit, that's all I need.
Just one clean hit to the head.
And that's the end of this segment.
Where's your ginkgo bilinko now, huh?
Snitch man, there's a new piece of technology out on the market for young mums with babies.
Someone's been reading New Scientist. I have been.
I've been looking around. Just looking around, see what's new. This product attaches to the baby's nappy out the front, okay? And it senses when a baby has a bit of an accident.
Oh, right.
Okay. Number ones or number twos.
Hey, that's a handy little tool, I suppose.
Yeah, it's great, but it doesn't send out like a beeping. It sends out a message to the mum or dad's iPhone.
Technology.
It's amazing. Just like you could be sitting on your couch and go, oh, little Johnny's pooed himself. They go change the nappy. It's called the Huggies Pee Tweet. Because it also tweets.
Here we go. Here we go.
Tweet the world.
This is bloody Skynet starting up again, all right? This is what's going on.
B-tweet.
I'm just assuming that it tweets.
It tweets and lets the world know that your little one is just having a bit of a go. Letting out some festering dog logs, you know.
Nobody needs to know when little Johnny's done a whoops in his pants, all right?
But, Michael, I was thinking, is this really restricted to babies? I feel like on some big Saturday nights, I need to know when I've had an accident.
Oh, fair enough.
Someone can tweet me, I'm like, thanks, Huggies Pee Tweet. You saved my ass again.
Lens, man, I got a bit of beef with my office chair.
Oh, what's wrong with the office chair? It's a good office chair.
It is a good office chair. I'm not going to deny
that.
It's
clean. It's reliable. What's wrong with it?
Clean's probably
a bit of a stretch.
I've eaten a lot on that chair. I've dropped a lot of crap
on
there.
Self just drops down right next to the groin. You just leave it there.
Well, I mean, we've all sat in a chair before. We've all been in that situation.
It's got the V.
Yeah, exactly.
My car's got the exact same problem.
Yeah, see? It's just a big, it's called the V of grease, okay?
The V of grease.
It just becomes a V of grease. I'm starting to worry about my eating habits. But it has betrayed me. And it's not just because of the Via Grease, okay? It's not because it's falling apart. There's one specific thing. You know, you've got your lift on your chair, right?
Yeah, like it goes
chair,
up and
chair
down.
Right here.
Yeah, it's got up and down. Yeah. This one actually doesn't work. Okay. Well, people can't see it, but Stitch is sitting in the seat.
To it, okay? Here we go.
He's going down.
Down.
Almost like when Darth Vader comes out of that little ball, he goes down in the seat. Yes.
Exactly. It's just like that, okay? Now, what my seat does, it goes up. Great. I always have to have it as far up as it goes.
Oh, is your chair go da, 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 da.
No, it doesn't even do that, Lindsay. Oh. Doesn't even go da, 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 down like that. It has got something wrong with the gas that it's got the slowest leak in it. So I'll sit at my chair, right? I'll be sitting up there, typing away, being my good little studio self, writing up prep for the podcast.
Yep.
Loving it. Loving life.
Yeah.
And then like an hour goes by and suddenly I'm like, why the hell are my arms touching the desk? And I realize that now I'm like maybe 30 centimeters below where
You've
I was.
You've got a gas leak in your chair.
Yeah, the whole thing. And it goes so slowly that you don't notice it. I didn't even notice it until it was just... I was getting cold because I got a glass table. It's touching there.
Let's get a GoPro, time-lapse Snitch's chair. Oh, wow. See him get frustrated over time and just, get going up.
Just watch me and really quickly throw it out the window.
Become angrier and angrier.
But that's what I have to do because I can't be bothered going and getting another where do you get a gas refill for a bloody chair?
Yeah, where do you buy that? Where do you buy that?
I don't think you can.
You have to buy a new chair.
I don't want
to
do that.
Milk crates.
Yeah, but I mean, that's better than what it's doing now, okay? Because it's just going down. And look, I'm short enough as I am, all right? I don't feel shorter now I'm sitting at this desk. Maybe, I feel like a midget.
Maybe the height is not a problem. Maybe it's the weight of you is growing.
Oh, that's what it
maybe
is.
Maybe you've blown a valve in your chair because you put on so much, maybe too many cheeseburgers.
Mate, I've just been adding way too much to the grease crease. Linsman.
Yo.
I am doing something to do with sports.
You? Sports?
This is surprising, I know. Okay? But I have a friend, plays basketball. I benched for the game.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I scored. I wrote down the scores.
Well, already the game is...
You know what I had? I had control of the game.
No, you've got control of the scoreboard.
So much control. I control which team wins or loses.
And you're scoring for your friend, obviously.
Yeah.
So obviously...
There's a little bit of bias in there,
win?
I suppose.
Did they win?
They actually didn't, no.
Oh. Well, you're a terrible scorekeeper.
No, I'm a great scorekeeper, Lindsay, because I stick by the rules. No,
you're not meant to stick by
benching.
The rules. You're meant to say, when the ref's not looking.
Grease my palm a little bit.
Yeah, just put a three-pointer on there. Just like, hey, they'll get him up there.
Okay, well, this is where I fell down, okay?
What'd you do?
I've never benched in my life.
Yeah.
Never done this before.
Don't know the rules. Yeah.
And I was put in a bench with no warning whatsoever and just said, basically, you figure it out.
And you're a tech guy. Yeah. You run the scoreboard.
I wasn't even running. I was the one writing it down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So this is, I don't know what I'm doing, all right? Okay. I do not know what a foul is. I don't know how fouls are taken.
Yeah.
What I'm meant to write down on this sheet. I have never seen a messier sheet of writing down stuff in my life. I'm sweating bullets, right? Because I'm thinking like, the game's already started.
Yeah.
Okay, they put me in and the game is, boom, we've started. It's going. The game is in progress. People are scoring and I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm like, because it's a really quick scoring game as well.
Like
very evenly matched teams.
Yeah.
So they're constantly scoring and I am just losing my mind.
And you're getting the grids mixed up. You don't know what team is which.
Apparently you have to write down what number scores on each one.
Yeah, and who gets fouled and what number there.
Yeah, I didn't do any of that. Totally forgot about the foul part of it. All right, didn't put that down at all.
Didn't put any fouls down. The fouls were blank, even though there was scoring.
Just blank. I found out that I was meant to be putting fouls down maybe 10 minutes until the end of that half.
So there's a ref coming up and going, hey, this guy's got a lot of fouls. We might have to send him off.
Yep.
It's your friend.
Yeah, well, it's my friend, obviously, yeah.
And you're like, well... I haven't written any fouls.
I haven't.
So he's on a clean slate at the moment.
Yeah, I'm saying, if it's going by my score here, nobody has scored and nobody has got fouls. So keep playing and shut your mouth. All right. Seriously, I've never been so stressed in my entire life. And what made it worse is because there's usually two people that do bench for basketball, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a person that writes it down. There's a person that controls the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Person controlling the scoreboard, second time they've ever done it. Still had no idea what they were doing. And every time someone scored, they'd be asking me who scored. And I was already distracted. Then someone else would score and I'd miss that as well. Lindsay, how do I do this?
I need you
to walk me through how I do this benching stuff.
Well, Snitch mate, to be honest, I had to bench when I was playing basketball because we had to because no one else would. And to tell you the truth, I was absolutely terrible.
But hold on a second. You played on that team though.
No. we had to play, we had to bench after we had played.
Okay,
so
right.
We play a game.
For a second there, I thought you were quietly admitting to me that you were on the bench
well,
the entire
we did.
Time.
Well, crew win the grand final.
I just say, well,
I was on the bench the whole time, so...
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
I really wish I'd been benching that game.
I had to push a lot of buttons on the scoreboard to get that trophy.
Hey, it worked your finger out. Something savage. You must have been benching that finger pretty hard. Lindsay.
Yes.
I am an organ donor.
So am I.
Yeah, you should be. And I feel that people should be organ donors.
Yeah, why not?
Who cares what happens to your body when you're dead, right?
Hey, I'm not going to use it.
Yeah, I'm not going to be using it either.
Carve me up and eat me up. Yeah, I'm gone.
Just do whatever you want. Seriously, yeah. I don't mind.
Where am I, face? I don't mind.
As long as you're an advantage to someone, whether it be Hannibal Lecter or someone that wants, a replacement limb.
Or just like getting to my bank with my thumb. Just like... Zzzz.
I don't care, I'm gone.
Hey, that's okay.
That's fine. Just don't take my family's money. Yeah. Don't be a dick about it. You can have mine.
You can use my body as a puppet. I don't mind.
That'd be pretty fun.
For comedy, okay. Why not?
But this, I can see why some people may have a little bit of wariness about it, all right?
Okay.
And I've figured out a way to solve this too, okay? The only wariness I have is that every now and then you hear about a person that's died,
yeah,
in quotation marks, but hasn't actually died.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? They've been put into the morgue wake
and
up.
And you wake up. Like, you're still going somehow. Something happens and you're still...
Like, pronounced dead.
Yeah.
And then a few days later, you're just like, hey, you just resurrect. Like,
yeah, exactly, yeah. And it's happened. It happens sometimes.
Okay, Mike, we're talking about one in a million.
Yeah, but that could be me, Lindsay. That could be me. But figured out a way to do it, all right?
Okay, here we go.
This
here we go.
This is the snitch solution right
snitchy.
Here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Now, Lindsay, this is going to sound odd, but I'm going to give you a gun, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And what I need you to do when I die, all right? It'll be very sad, okay? It'll be very sad.
Yeah.
But I'm going to need you to shoot me in the head after I've died, okay?
Just
to make sure I'm dead, all right?
Just to make sure zombie snitch is not coming back.
Yeah, that's what I want you to do. Yep. I want you to spray my brains across the room, all right? Once you're absolute positive, you need to come up to me and be like, snitch, say chestnut if you're actually alive, okay?
Snitch.
That could be my trigger word. Be like, snitch, okay, you might be trying to fake your death here.
No, we're at your
wake. You got to tell me now because I'm about to shoot you in the head.
Are you sure you are not asleep? Because I'm in front of your family and everyone at the wake. I've got your body out of the coffin. I'm holding you, gun next to your head. Just say the safety word.
Yeah. Say chestnut.
Say chestnut.
And there'll be like a little squeak. You'll be like, what was it? Oh, he said chestnut. Oh.
It's like,
got to make sure I say it, all right?
You only said nut, so that doesn't really count.
Yeah, it doesn't count. I'm sorry.
Boom!
Just as I open my eyes, you'll be like, surprise! Half my head's gone. And then suddenly someone's up for first degree murder. My apologies.
Well, we're already here at the funeral.
Come on, guys.
Come on.
Let's look at the upside
of
this.
He was already dead. I didn't kill him.
He was trying to run away, you idiot. If I start running away, then don't shoot me in the head, okay?
It's like it's zombie dead.
No, I'm just alive. I'm just fine. No, okay, so that's the deal, all right?
Okay.
If you want to give me a gun, I can do it for you as well. I feel like it's just a friendly thing to do.
Nah. I'm pretty sure I'm okay. Let me sit.
I'd rather that than wake up in a morgue with someone hacking my leg off, all right?
Well, because they're going to get your organs.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I want to be an organ donor, but I want to be sure about it. And now I'm just thinking they're probably not going to get my brain if you shoot me in the head.
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Linds, mate, the internet is a hotbed of controversy at the moment, and I want to talk to you about a story that I found. It's very close to my heart.
Okay, lay it on me, Michael. I'm ready for anything.
It's weddings, all right?
Oh, you're not getting married, are you?
No, I'm not getting married.
Woo!
Not anytime soon, okay?
Didn't want to have to get that suit back out.
Oh, yeah.
Going all those weddings I go to, crashing them all, meeting all the ladies.
You wear a suit every day.
I know.
I'm sorry I have to get your daily suit out of the cupboard.
Dusted
oh, bloody on. Best friend's getting married.
Get those roaches out of here. Moths, get out of here.
Gonna have to wash something. No, I'm not going. But if you did go to my wedding, Lindsay, if it ever happens.
Okay.
You would have to bring along a gift, okay?
Yeah, I'm the best friend. I'll bring a gift. Why not?
Yeah, fair enough. This is what's happened. Someone's brought a gift along to this lady's wedding, okay?
Okay.
She has not been happy with the gift.
What is it? What lady? What's the gift?
Now, what this other lady that has done that has brought the gift is she's aired her dirty laundry on the internet, which I'm not usually a fan of.
No.
But this lady, I feel like she's a bit out of line. Okay, here's the letter that she got back from the wedding, from the people that were getting married, okay? About the gift. I want to thank you for coming to the wedding on Friday. I'm not sure if it's the first wedding that you've been to, but for your next wedding, people give envelopes. I lost out on $200 covering you and your date's plate, and I got Fluffy Whip and a Sour Patch Kids in return. Just a heads up for the future. And to finish it all off, smiley face! What a just passive-aggressive little note she got back on that. Now, before we go on, I want to tell you what was in this little hamper that she gave. This is the hamper that the lady originally gave for the wedding, all right? Here we go. Tri-coloured pasta, salsa, balsamic vinegar and olives, gourmet croutons, pesto, some baking ingredients, biscuits, and some fun items like marshmallow fluff, some Sour Patch Kids, and butterscotch sauce.
That's nice.
I thought that was a bloody good gift.
I thought I'd accept that.
Mate, if that turns up at my wedding.
Smiles all around.
Yeah. Mate, just share some of that stuff with the people that are there.
I'll be throwing marshmallows heads left, right, and centre.
I don't know what this lady actually expected to get from this other lady. She wanted to get an envelope. Mate, there's nothing in an envelope, right? I'll get down a bloody post office right now.
It's 2D, you can see right through it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she expected money in that. Yeah, forget about it. I already spent it on my marshmallow.
The Snitch and Liz meditation has this week been replaced by a frog dancing because we couldn't be doing it.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss, my wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
And that's it for the Snitch and Liz podcast for another week.
It's been a great show. Thanks for tuning in and sticking around.
Yeah, Lindsay, we're trying to make this as generic as possible because we can use this on two podcasts and see if anyone notices.
I don't think they will. So if you're listening to this now, don't skip back to the previous podcast or skip forward.
Yeah, well, because you never know. We might have just transcribed it word for word and done it again. Yeah?
Just had a basic pro forma of what we're doing with the outro and just go on, let's go with this.
Let's
just copy and paste this to all the podcasts.
Let's not do it once and put it on the podcast twice. Let's do it twice and put it on the podcast twice.
No.
Yeah.
Do it once.
What? You've been listening to Snitch and Lens podcast. Like we like to say every week.
Spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lens.